4QM. Roy, you still around? KA3, JCA.
JCA, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. How's it going, sir?
Pretty good. Sorry I didn't get to talk to you much there earlier this morning.
And coming down that mountain there. I haven't had any luck on getting to research that I got so far and ran into a dead end, so I'll do some more research today.
And I appreciate that, all the help, Richard.
Yay, short day, long day?
Today's one of those that could go either way, so I never know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Roy, KY4QM, has an 878. And then the other day, I was actually on DMR, and I heard a station, K2YJ, her name is Beth. She lives like 5 miles from where I live.
Roger that. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday in Hendersonville on DMR on the Western North Carolina group, and he's the same way. He just throws his call out and nobody comes back to him, so I don't know. Maybe there's more out there, just people aren't using it because they're thinking nobody's there because they're monitoring all the time and not throwing their call out.
With me, I didn't think I had my radios programmed right initially, and I was having trouble. I would throw my call out, nobody would come back. I could hear it on the echo test, but just nothing else was coming through, and then I'll be darned if that weekend of Shelby didn't pop up, everybody popped up on DMR.
You can't sit and monitor all the time. You gotta squeeze that little PTT and put your call out so somebody knows you're there.
You can see this, Patrick. My little girl, Abby Jean, the golden retriever, just come in here to say hi. She was outside, and boy, is she wasn't out long, but she's like ice cold.
Chilly out this morning. That's truck saying 37. I'm over here where 414 crosses 25, and it's warmed up about 7-8 degrees for me since I come down the mountain.
The way 25 going up. Towards Asheville, is it pretty decent, or do you think Asheville would be better off going 26 up the interstate?
I'd rather go 25 and go through Hendersonville than get on 26. And it's a good road except for one small section of it. It's just recently been repaved except for that small section.
They probably got that section to be repaved, what, 5 years from now?
Honestly, don't know. It's got two bridges in it that are in need of some repair, let's put it that way. They keep patching on the bridges, but it's like they're not got around to replacing them yet.
Yeah, I was actually looking at the map last night, kind of to draw this out for Ashley, but if you go 25, it's actually apparently 10 miles shorter from here to the airport than it is going from... And that's from my house to the Asheville Airport, going up 25 versus going up 14 to 85 to 26, adds an extra 10 miles.
I go up and down 25 every day. It's a lot less traffic. It's a good 4-lane road, so to me it's a better choice than going 26.
Pretty decent as far as we've gone before, like the Skyline Drive. I know it's not going to be anything like that, but is it a fairly scenic route itself, KA3JCA?
Yes, sir. Nice and scenic. All the way till you get into Hendersonville. And 25 actually runs back into 26 if you don't get off at exit 7 and go through Hendersonville. So make sure you watch what you're doing there. But other than that, it's an easy drive.
Take a look at that again today a little closer. I have more time this Saturday than I do coming back the following Saturday, so I may take that more scenic Route 25 up just to give Ashley and Sally a chance to see what's going on.
Well, to me, it's going to be a quicker drive than going up 26 because of all the construction before you get to the airport, so you're going to have a lot of trouble there.
You know, it's been a while since I've been up to Asheville. I'm going to say it's been at least 2.5 years, and I remember just south of Asheville, there was a lot of road construction, so it's probably moved down closer toward the airport now.
Well, it goes from the airport down to Hendersonville. They're working on pretty much the whole road through there. Like I said, I don't get on it if at all possible. I stay away from 26 right now. But I know so many ways around it, it's not a big deal.
You take me real close to the airport?
25 and 26 pretty much run parallel to one another.
Yeah, because I know one day Sally was coming back from a trip on 26, and she saw the sign Greenville, because I told her to stay on 26 to 85, but she saw the sign to Greenville and got off there, and that put her on 25, and that brings her in on the north or the west side of Greenville up there and comes down through where she gets on through 85 and then comes home.
Down through TR and all that part of Greenville there on 25. Like I said, it's a good drive. I would highly recommend going that way versus 26.
Put your hot spot in the truck today?
No, I didn't get it in the truck today. I got my radio with me, but I didn't bring the hot spot. It's just, I get aggravated trying to drag all that around every day.
Understand. I do the same thing like when I go to the VA. I try to set it all up in the house with the battery pack and the hotspot and make sure it's connected to my phone. And then Ashley just carries my phone, battery pack, and the hotspot and lays it in the seat of the car. Excuse me. That way I make sure that it doesn't connect to the home Wi-Fi before leaving. Because one day I had a problem with it connecting to the iPhone after I left the house. So now I just kind of make sure I have it all set up before I leave, KA3JCA.
Well, I'm going to have to jump out. I am at my first stop this morning, so I'm going to say 7-3, Richard. You and Miss Sally and Ashley have a good day, and maybe I'll talk to you on down the log today. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick, KA3JCA.